让我们一起来读一段圣经。
Let's read.
在罗马书十二章一到三节。
Romans 12:1-3.
那我们先念中文，之后再一起念英文。让我们一起来。所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。不要效法这个世界，而要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。我凭着所赐我的恩对你们个人说，不要看自己过于所当看的，要照着神所分给个人信心的大小看得合乎中道。
Therefore I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. Do not conform any longer to the patterns of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will. For by the grace given me, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourself more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourself with sober judgment in accordance with the measure of faith God has given you.
哇，感谢神，2018年就这样子要过去了。
Praise the Lord, 2018 is about to finish.
好吧，我们跟旁边人说新年快乐。
Let's tell your neighbor Happy New Year.
然后再跟他说 You made it.
And tell him you made it.
记得在十二月初的时候，刘牧师讲到教会的十大突破。
In beginning of December, Pastor Tom preached about the 10th breakthrough.
事实上，我相信我们大家都在其中。
I believe every one of us was in the middle of that.
这真是个荣耀的一年呐。
And what a glorious year.
更没有想到，在今年的最后一个主日
，and we'll never have thought in the last Sunday of the 2018,
我们竟然能够全教会全家大小聚在一起来敬拜。
We can be united as one whole family in the whole church together for worship.
刚才看到我们 Ignite 的 Eric 弟兄在带领敬拜。
Earlier we saw Ignite Eric to lead worship.
然后台下。一位白发的老奶奶举起双手
，and we saw our grandma, silver hair, praising the Lord.
全心敬拜主
，praising the Lord together.
是何等感人的一个画面
！What a very touching, picture.
更没有想到，在今年的最后一个主日
，and never would have thought the last Sunday of the year.
你们竟然有机会听到王亚成牧师讲道
，you get to listen to Pastor James preach.
新的季节。
New season,
新的恩膏
filled of new anointing.
这是我们教会今年的主题。
That's our theme for this year.
我们有多少人？你觉得你今年真的进入新的季节？
How many of you really felt that you have entered into a new season?
Wow, that's good. 那有多少人觉得你真的经历刘牧师说的快速突破的恩膏？
And how many of you really have felt the breakthrough anointing?
哇，你一定要举手，这是。
You had to raise your hand.
我们拍手赞美主。
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord together.
那么我们刚才当中有些人还没有举手
But some of you didn't raise your hand.
那怎么办呢
what would we do about that?
2018年还剩一天半
There's one and a half day left for 2018.
让你跟旁边人说还来得及
Tell your neighbor, there's still time.
今天让我带你一起进入新的季节
Tonight, let me bring you into a new season.
事实上一个新的季节永远是从一个态度的转变开始的。
In actuality, a new season starts with a new attitude.
当你的态度正确的时候，你已经开始进入一个新的季节。
When you shift into the right attitude, you have turned into a new season.
而当你进入这个季节，突破的恩膏必定为你预备。
When you march into this new season, the breakthrough anointing will be yours.
所以今天早上要和大家分享三个新的态度。
So this morning I'm going to share with you three attitudes.
这个态度能够带领我们进入新的季节。
And these attitudes will help you march into the new season.
第一个态度是什么呢
？First one
是重视自己的价值。
So understand your value.
换句话说就是我很重要。
In other words, I am precious.
好吧，这是你跟旁边人说我很重要。
Let's turn to your neighbor. I am precious.
我们当中有些人不是很害羞，就不是就有点害羞哈。
Some of you a little shy.
这个非常重要，你再说一次。
It's very important you understand this.
要有自信的说。
Very confident.
我很重要。
I am precious.
I know, you are great. 为什么你很重要？
Why are you precious?
因为你对上帝而言非常重要。
Because you are precious in God's eyes.
刚才度过的圣诞节就表明了这件事情。
The meaning of Christmas just proves how important, how precious you are.
请问耶稣是为谁而诞生？
Who did Jesus come for?
我。
For me.
好不好？你说耶稣是为我而诞生。
Tell your neighbor Jesus was born for me.
Man, 你们不用这么的客气嘛，是不是？
Don't be so shy.
这很重要，耶稣为我而诞生的。
It's important to know that God came for me.
那么，请问耶稣就是为谁而钉死在十字架上
？Who did he go to the cross for?
我听不太清楚哎。
Can we hear it?
为我。
For me.
这是何等宝贵的一件事情！
What a precious thing!
十架的救恩就是上帝与我们的约定。
It is a promise between God and us.
就好像我当时和我的妻子求婚的时候
，Just like when I proposed to my wife.
我那时候单膝跪下
，When I get down on one knee.
从口袋中拿出那个戒指
，And take out the ring from my pocket.
我对她说：“你愿意嫁给我吗？”
And I asked, "Would you marry me?"
结果记得那时候太紧张了哈。
I remember I was so nervous.
我差点说成你会一加一吗
？I asked her, "Would you bury me?"
幸好我太太没有听错。
And good thing she didn't misheard.
她答应我的求婚。
She answered.
事实上，耶稣降生在世上，就好像上帝谦卑的单膝跪下。
The coming of Christ is like him getting on one knees, humbling.
而十字架的救恩就是比钻石还要宝贝的永恒的约定。
And that salvation from the cross is more precious than the diamond ring.
你知道吗？原来我们的神他在向你求婚啊。
Did you know that our Lord was giving you a proposal?
他是这么的爱你。
That's how much he loves you.
那我你可能说也许上帝会爱其他人啦，因为可是我不够好。
Maybe you tell yourself, "Oh, I'm not good enough. God's love is for someone else."
你看别人开 Tesla，
You see other people drive Tesla.
我开 Toyota，
I drive a Toyota.
别人 GPA 4.0，
Their GPA is 4.0.
我是0.4，
I am 0.4.
那别人是 Crazy Rich Asian，
Others are Crazy Rich Asian.
我只是 Crazy Asian，
I'm just Crazy Asian.
我不配，
I'm not worthy.
啊，或者你说，可是我罪孽深重。
You may say I'm heavy laden with guilt.
我的心中充满黑暗。
I'm filled of darkness.
我的生命残破不堪。
My life is full of brokenness.
上帝不会给我机会。
God will not give me a chance.
你错了。
You're wrong.
上帝的爱超过这一切。
God's love surpasses all that.
这也是为什么耶稣选择诞生在马槽。
That is why Jesus came in a manger.
那贫穷的马槽。代表了耶稣了解并且认同你。
The manger represents that Jesus understand and recognized you.
而那又黑又脏又臭的地方
，That dirty, filthy, and smelly place.
没有人想要靠近
，No one want to come close.
早已被人遗忘的地方
，It was a forgotten place.
因着耶稣基督的诞生
，But because of God's birth,
那个地方却成为全世界。最充满盼望
It became a place filled of hope
最充满荣耀
Filled of glory
最充满温暖的地方
Filled of warmth
所以弟兄姐妹无论你现在的光景如何
So matter where you are in life
你觉得你自己在平凡
Whether you're broken or poor
你心里在黑暗
Or darkness
生命在破碎
How broken you may be
只要你对耶稣说I do.
As long as you say to Jesus, I do.
他今天就要诞生在你心里。
Then today he will be in your heart.
而你要成为那将盼望、荣耀与医治带给世界的人。
Then you will be that person who brings glory and hope and healing.
好吧，所以你再次跟旁边人说，我很重要哎。
So tell the person next to you, I am precious.
非常好。不但我们对神很重要
，Not only that you are precious to the Lord，
我们对世界也非常的重要。
You are precious to the world。
因为神在我们生命中的计划是一个万国的计划。
Because God's purpose on you is a calling for the nations.
在圣经的第一本书就讲到神使人类遍满全地治理这地。
In the first book of the Bible, it says that we were here to govern all nations.
而在圣经的最后一章就讲到有一个生命水的河从神的宝座流出来。
And in the last book of the Bible, it says there's a river of life come from the throne of God.
河的两边有生命树。
And on each side of the river,
而树上的叶子乃为医治万民。
And the tree has leaves for the purpose of healing.
这就为什么耶稣在对他的门徒说这个大使命的时候。
And that is why when Jesus gave us the great commission,
他说你们要去。
He says, go.
使万民做主的门徒。
To make disciples of all nations.
所以你知道吗弟兄姐妹。
The brothers and sisters.
神在我们生命中的心意是要祝福万民的。
God's calling in our life is to be a blessing to all nations.
所以你真的真的很重要。
So you are really, really important.
而当你有一个对的态度来看待自己的时候，
And when you have the right attitude for yourself,
你才不会错怪神的心意。
You will not misunderstand God's heart.
也不会错过神的计划。
So you don't miss His calling.
事实上，圣经当中所有被神使用的人物，
In actuality, all the people that God has used in the Bible,
他们都知道自己是有价值的。
They all know how valuable they are.
不是因为他们特别有价值才被使用。
Not because they are valuable ready to be used.
而是当他们知道自己的价值又交在神的手中的时候。
But it's when they understand they are valuable and they place themselves in the hand of God.
他们就成为祝福世代的器皿。
They became a vessel to bless the whole world.
反而是亚当和夏娃。
But Adam and Eve.
就是当他们开始错怪神心意的时候，
When they misunderstand the heart of the Lord,
他们开始怀疑自己的价值，
They started doubting their own values.
这个时候，他们错过了神的计划。
That's when they miss God's plan.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们真的要对自己的价值要有清楚的认识。
So brothers and sisters, you must understand and recognize your own value.
这才能够让你进入一个对的季节。
So they can lead you into a season.
事实上，使徒保罗也深知到态度的重要。
Our Apostle Paul understands the importance of attitude.
这就是为什么在提摩太前书四章十二节他这么说。
That's why he says in Timothy 4:12.
他说：“提摩太啊。
”He says, Tim.
摩太啊。
Morthy.
不要叫人小看你年轻啊。
Don't let anyone look down on you because you're young.
我这个经我们大家都很喜欢。
I'm sure it's a very favorable verse.
但是我觉得保罗他不但是说不要叫人小看提摩太年轻，
But not only he's saying that do not let others look down on you，
他更是在说不要小看自己。
I think he's also saying that you don't look down on your own。
如果你自己都不重视你自己，
If you don't see your own value，
就算别人要重视你也没有用。
Even if others see it, it doesn't mean anything。
如果你不重视你自己，
If you don't see your own value,
我再次说，
Let me say it again.
如果你不重视你自己，
If you don't see your own values,
你要错过非常多神美好的计划。
You will miss many of God's wonderful calling.
所以我们要怎么样能够检查我们的态度呢？
So how do we examine ourselves?
保罗在十四到十六节接下来这么说。
And continuing this chapter, it says,
他说你不要轻忽所得的恩赐。
It says, do not neglect your gift.
请问弟兄姐妹，你是如何对待你的恩赐呢？
Brothers and sisters, I'm asking you, how do you treat your own gifts?
如果你从来不使用你的恩赐，
If you never use your talents,
然后在看别人使用的时候，你还说，没什么了不起的。
And get envious when other people use their talents.
你知道吗？其实你是在小看你自己。
In actuality, that's you looking down on yourself.
请问你是如何对待你的责任与位分呢？
How do you look at your responsibility and your position?
哦，如果你总是那么的不负责任，
If you're irresponsible,
而且还说有什么大不了的，
Say, oh, so what?
其实你是在小看你自己。
That is you looking down on yourself.
如果你轻忽你的位分，
if you forgo your position，
啊，就是哎呀，小组有我没我没有差了。
To think that、oh, I'm not, I don't matter to my cell group。
生命河这么大，少我一个人，没有人知道了。
River of life is so big, it doesn't matter if I don't show up.
让我告诉你，
Let me tell you,
你就叫做不重视你自己。
That is you looking down at yourself.
既然我们被放在这个地方，
If God has placed you here,
既然神把我们放在我们所生长的家庭，
If God has placed you into your own family,
既然神把我们放在现在这个工作的地方，
If God has put you in the company where you work,
你很重要。
It means you are important.
你应该问神说，
You should ask the Lord.
你要我做什么？
What is your purpose for me here?
我要怎么去做？
And how do I do that?
然后十五十六节这边讲到一个态度。
And 15:16 it says a very important attitude.
就殷勤专心去做。
To be diligent in the matters.
又要有恒心。
To be perseverance.
这样又能救自己。又能使人得救。
Not only it will save yourself, but others who hears it.
我相信大家都在做新年新计划。
I'm sure a lot of us, or all of us, are planning for the new year.
当我们在计划的同时，
when you're in your planning,
确保我们的态度要更新。
To plan to change your new attitude.
当你这样做的时候，
and when you do so,
罗马书十二章一节，你可以活得出来。
You will be able to live out Romans 12:1.
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。
So I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifice, pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship.
好吧，这时候再次跟旁边人说，我很重要。
Let's tell your neighbor, I am precious.
那第二个态度呢，就是欣赏他人的美好。
Second is to appreciate other people.
换句话说，就是我们很重要。
In other words, it means we are precious.
好不好？再次帮我跟旁边人说，我们很重要。
Would you tell your neighbor, we are precious?
罗马书十二章三节说，我凭着所赐我的恩，对个人说，不要看自己过于所当看的，要照着神所分给个人信心的大小，看得合乎中道。
For by the grace I say to every one of you, do not think of yourself more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourself with sober judgment according to the measure of faith God has given you.
是的，没有错，每一个人都很重要。
It is true, all of us are important.
但是千万不要为了证明自己很重要而去贬低其他的人。
But don't look down on others in order to prove your self-worth.
更不要因为别人受到重视或者表现得很好，你就觉得被威胁。
And don't feel threatened when others are elevated.
担心自己位置被取代。
In fear that you will be replaced.
事实上，一个人能够欣赏他人的美好，才是一个成熟的人。
A maturity is to be evident in you appreciating other people's gifts.
我98年的时候开始成为飞扬的小组长。
In 1998, I became a cell leader for Fly Young Zone.
2001年我就成为区牧。
In 2001, I became zone pastor.
当时的飞扬只有学生。
At that time, it was just youth and student.
所以我觉得全世界最重要的事工就是学生事工。
So I feel the most important ministry is student ministry.
我们当中有没有飞扬的学生或者是英文的学生呢？
You have any fun from Fly Young or from youth ministry?
我们来拍手来欢迎
你们。Let's make some noise. Come on, youth.
可是我那时候有一个问题。
And then I had a question.
我觉得只有学生事工才重要。
I feel only student ministry is important.
这个姐妹事工不重要。
Sister ministry is whatever.
儿童事工不重要。
Children ministry is not that important.
社青事工
the new young career path.
每天都在讲什么交友啊，上班很不属灵。
All young adults talk about is finding a spouse and finding a job is so unspiritual.
可是当我结婚之后啊，
until I got married,
姐妹事工太重要了。
I realize the importance of sister ministry.
因为在家里的那位姐妹我搞不定啊。
Because that sister I live with at home is so difficult.
Happy wife, happy life.
Happy life, happy wife, happy life.
所以姐妹事工太重要，我们为姐妹们来拍。
Sister ministry is so important. Let's give it up for the sisters.
后来当我有小孩之后，我才发现儿童事工太重要了。
And then I have children. I realize how important is children's ministry.
Happy children, happy wife.
Happy children, happy life.
Happy wife, happy life.
Happy wife, happy life.
所以我们当中有没有参加儿童事工的？我们也拍手谢谢你们。
Give it up for those who have volunteered for children ministry.
我现在才发现要做一个好男人真不容易。
Now I realize to be a good man is so difficult.
所以弟兄事工还有家庭事工。超级重要。
So、brothers ministry and family ministry is so important.
我们为弟兄事工和家庭事工。
Let's give it up for those people who are part of those ministries.
后来我们飞扬的学生们毕业了，长大了，要论及婚嫁了。
And then all the youth from Fly Young grew up and start looking for a job and a spouse.
哇，我才说幸好有社青牧区啊。
Thank God for the single zone ministry and the young adult ministries.
工作，婚姻。
Career,
多属灵啊
Marriage, so spiritual.
我们为着我们当中的社区牧区，飞扬的社会新鲜人，还有我们的 Ignite， 我们拍手来。
Let's give it up for all the
谢谢你们
Marketplace and Ignite congregation.
我们还有什么事工啊
？What other ministry do we have？
金色年华啊
Golden Year Ministry.
每一次看到。我们金色年华的爷爷奶奶就让我想到自己的爷爷奶奶。
Every time I see them, I think about my own grandparents.
你们是我们信仰道路上最好的榜样。
You are the best example for us to follow in our faith.
好吧，我们一起拍手来谢谢金色年华的同工们。
Let's give it up for those golden years.
当然，在主日事工也是一样。
Of course, in our Sunday service.
台上服侍的人固然重要。
It's important for people who serve on stage.
可是如果讲道的人觉得只有我比较重要
But if the speaker thinks I'm the most important,
那台下的音控人员就说
Then the AVL people will say,
你很重要是吧
You think you're very important?
就按这个静音
Let me press mute.
灯光同工说你头很亮是吧
And the lights people say, you have a shining forehead.
我就按个关灯
I can turn off the lights on you.
哇，那就没辙了。
Then GG.
所以我们感谢神，当我们每一个事工都彼此欣赏的时候。
So when each one of us appreciate one another.
当我们每一个年龄都彼此欣赏的时候。
When every generation appreciate one another.
我们就开始建造一个荣耀的教会。
That's when we're building a glorious church.
这时候我们一起来谢谢我们。AVL 的同工
Hey, let's give it up for all the AVL
我们招待的同工
Our ushers
我们煮咖啡的同工
All the ones who does coffee
我们最辛苦的指挥交通和 shuttle bus 的同工
And shuttle bus and traffic
还有每一位默默付出的无名英雄
And so many heroes that's in the background
因为你们
Because of you
我们才有可能有今天的 Shekinah glory
We can have today's Shekinah glory
我真心的相信
I truly believe.
当我们开始彼此欣赏的时候
when we appreciate one another,
一个新的季节
a new season,
非常不得了的季节
a tremendous new season,
一个我们想都想不无法想出来的一个不得了的季节将会发生
an unimaginable new season is about to happen.
我相信 Shekinah 的恩膏。要在那个时候要更大的释放出来。
I believe that Shekinah anointing will break through in your life.
所以无论我们是在家中
So whether it's in your family,
在公司
in your work,
在小组
in your cell group,
在我们的牧区里面
in your zone,
好不好？让我们彼此欣赏。
Let's appreciate one another.
这个时候世人就认出我们是主的门徒
And that is when the world will recognize we are his disciples.
而这个时候我们要一起进入一个新的季节
And that's when we will move forward into the new season together.
而当我看到今天这样的场面的时候
When I see this picture,
我相信这件事情 已经在发生了。
I believe it's already happening now.
Amen.
Amen.
我再次跟旁边人说，我们都很重要。
Let's tell the person next to you, we are precious.
那我们要进入一个第三个态度。
And the third attitude,
就是期待上帝作为的一个态度。
Is to expect God's doing.
罗马书十二章二节这边说，不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神善良纯全可喜悦的旨意。
Romans 12 says to be transformed by the renewing of your mind, and you will be able to test and approve God's will. It's good and pleasing and perfect.
我十六岁来到生命河，
and 16 years old I came to this church.
这些年来，这个教会给我最大的祝福
，the biggest blessing, the greatest blessing I've received from this church,
就是看到我们教会的领袖们的态度
，is to see the attitudes exemplified in our leadership.
他们永远是热切的期待上帝的作为
，they're always passionately expecting God's doing.
刘牧师常说，我们在走一条向来没有走过的路。
Pastor Tong keeps saying that we travel the road untaken.
没有走过，干嘛还要走啊？
If no one's been there, why do we walk it?
因为热切期待上帝的作为。
Because of that holy passion expectation of God.
是的，每一步路都需要心意更新而变化。
Every step we need to renew our minds in order for us to receive.
每一步路都需要凡事查验。
Every step we need to examine.
每一步路都需要选择来相信这是神善良纯全可喜悦的旨意。
Every step is a step of faith in believing it is according to God's pleasing, good and perfect will.
生命河到如今成长到了三千人。
And today, River of Life has grew to 3,000 members.
在29个国家有建立了244间分堂。
In 29 countries, 240 plus churches.
神又为我们预备了这么美好的建筑
，and God prepares such a great facility we have here。
我们应该就差不多了吧，满足了吧
？We should be satisfied. It's enough。
没有想到明年主题是什么
？And then next year we have a new theme。
扩张境界，左右开展啊
！So expand your tent。
哇，真是没完没了啊
！Man, it's never ending。
为什么
？Why is that？
因为我们热切期待神伟大的作为。
Because we passionately expect God's good things.
只要上帝的心意一天不满足，我们也不满足。
If He is not satisfied, then we will not be satisfied.
耶稣说，我们要使万民做主的门徒。
Jesus said, for us to lead the whole, all the nations to be His disciples.
这是一个 crazy rich church.
It's a crazy
Asian church.
It's a crazy rich Asian church.
That's pretty not bad, not bad.
That's right.
Rich, 因为我们有耶稣。
Rich, because we have the Lord.
Rich, 因为我们有彼此。
Rich, because we have one another.
Amen.
Amen.
当然 financial rich 也是非常好的。
Financial richness is also good.
我想这就为什么我们教会深爱着非洲吧。
Maybe this is the reason why we love Africa.
连在圣诞夜的这个演出都是讲到非洲宣教啊。
Even the Christmas Eve service was talking about the missions in Africa.
你不觉得不可思议吗？
Isn't that hard to fathom?
我不认为全世界有任何一个教会在圣诞夜会讲到非洲宣教。
I don't think any other church will use Christmas Eve to talk about African missions.
哦，原来那个 palindrome 的 Hannah 和 Otto 指的就是我们啊。
If you saw the play, the palindrome Hannah and Otto is actually talking about us.
生命河在非洲的事工有宣教部所负责的职堂。
We have the missions department from our church planting new churches in Africa.
我们有基金会所负责的孤儿院和送爱到非洲。
River Life Foundation is in charge of love to Africa and the orphans.
还有 X 所负责的跨文化职场宣教。
And X Career Training School is in charge of the cross-culture marketplace ministry.
包括职业训练学校和太阳能板等等。
Either it's the solar energy or the career training school.
没有想到
Never would have thought.
上帝真的带领我们左右扩展。
God really led us to expand left and right.
在今年他为我们开了另一个 敞开的门。
This year he opened a new door.
是医疗宣教之门。
And that's the medical missions door.
在这个讲到最后，让我和大家分享一个突破恩膏的见证。
Let me share with you a story of breakthrough.
一个新的季节的一个见证。
A new season's breakthrough.
我进出非洲二十多次。
I've been to Africa over 20 times.
几乎每一次都听到有同工的亲戚过世。
Every time I go there, I can hear coworkers' family or friends pass away.
可是事实上，很多的悲剧是可以透过简单的药物来免除的。
But in actuality, these tragedy could be avoided by very simple medication.
给大家一个资料，让大家知道非洲的医疗的缺乏。
To give you some statistics about medical mission needs.
美国的医生和人的比例是1:350。
In America, the ratio of doctor to population is 1:350.
在中国是1:900。
In China, it's 1 doctor for 900 population.
印度是1:1700。
In Indonesia, it's 1 doctor for every 1,700.
而多哥呢
？In Togo,
是1:25000。
It's 1 doctor for every 25,000 people.
所以医疗在多哥真的是非常缺乏。
So medical in Togo is so important.
我们在多哥的主任牧师 Pastor Clement, 他一直很有医疗宣教的负担。
The executive pastor in Togo, Pastor Clement, has such a heart for medical missions.
所以他在2015年，透过有限的资源开始教会里面一个诊所。
With limited resources, Pastor Clement started a medical clinic in his own church.
记得在2016年的牧者联导会。
In 2016, I shared in the pastoral conference.
刘牧师让我分享非洲职场宣教给众牧者听。
Pastor Tong asked me to share about our career training school marketplace ministry.
我还记得我在台上说。
I remember I said on stage.
有些地方也许不欢迎教会。
Some places may not welcome a church.
他们会欢迎教育。
But they will welcome education.
有些地方拒绝耶稣。
Some places will refuse the gospel.
他们绝对不会拒绝医院。
But they will never refuse medical service.
因此也许有一天。
So maybe one day.
我们会在非洲建立100间学校。
We can have 100 schools.
100间医院。
100 hospitals.
结果台下一片安静。
And then they were so quiet.
我是说当天啊，不是说你们。
I'm not mean you, I meant that day.
你们都非常好。
You're very good, thank you.
感谢神，就在那一次，我认识了田纳西灵粮堂的陈昌文牧师。
And that's when I met the pastor of Tennessee.
他是非常有医疗宣教经验的医生和牧者。
He is a pastor, but he's also a medical doctor.
他很认同这个意向。
He really recognized our vision.
所以在两年后，也就是今年的三月。
So 2 years later, that means 2018's March.
我们派出了第一个。西非医疗短宣队。
We sent out the first African mission team.
没有想到出发的前两天，我们却收到一个消息。
However, just 2 days before we left,
就是多哥卫生署拒绝了我们申请的医疗执照。
That's the Togo Health Department have rejected our application for permit.
弟兄姐妹，你是否因着神的缘故而被拒绝过呢
？Have you been rejected because of God's calling?
让我告诉你，当你的态度正确了
，Let me tell you when you have the right attitude，
其实神就是要带你进入一个新的季节了。
That is when God is going to lead you into a new season。
所以那时候我们到了非洲，我们就去拜访那位拒绝我们的卫生署官员。
So when we arrived in Africa, we went to visit the official who rejected our permit。
他的名叫 Dr. Coffee。
His name is Dr. Coffee。
我们在和他谈话的时候才知道，我们之所以被拒绝，是因为我们教会的诊所没有执照。
We realize the reason we've been rejected is because the clinic at our church does not have a permit.
哦，如果我是他，我也会拒绝。
Well, if I was him, I wouldn't approve either.
可是问题是，这个 Dr. Coffee 对我们非常的冷酷，很不友善。
But he was not very friendly to us at first.
那我们的陈医师呢，问了一些很有智慧的问题。
So Dr. Chen asked a very wise question.
然后他就说 ，Dr. Coffee.
He says, Dr. Coffee.
生命河在多哥有18间教会。
River of Life have 18 churches in Togo.
有的在城镇
Some are in big cities.
有的在村庄。
Some are in rural areas.
很多地方都没有医疗。
Many places do not have any medical service.
而另一方面
On the other side,
我们的职业训练学校 X,
our career training school, ACT,
是提供一个平台
provides a platform,
能够让当地的职场人才来教育当地的年轻人
to build up the marketplace there to benefit the local community.
没有想到 Dr. Coffey 这个时候他的态度突然改变
And we experience a shift in his attitude.
他说出了一句经典名言
Dr. Coffey said something very shocking to us.
We are sick and tired of people coming to show off.
我们不想要看人家来这边 show off.
就像这样
Just like that.
原来非洲的官员他们真正想要的是有人愿意帮助他们
That's when we realize the officials in Togo want people to go there to help them
并且给他们一个机会
To give them an opportunity
让本地人被建立起来
To build up the local community
此时快速突破的恩膏降临在我们的当中
Instantaneously, the breakthrough anointing came.
Dr. Coffey 拿一个申请表给我们
Dr. Coffey gave us an application form.
他说如果我们完成所有的规定
He says if you meet all the requirements
并且盖一个符合规格的诊所
To build a clinic that fit our requirements
卫生署将颁发给我们一个特别的执照
The health department will give us a special permit.
不但我们教会的诊所能够这个得到执照
Not only they will give a permit to our church.
我们将被授权
We will have the authority.
可以在多哥全国任何地方盖医院并且做医疗
To build hospital. To build hospital in all of Togo.
并且我们可以邀请国外的医疗人士到多哥来服务
and will be authorized to invite other countries' medical professionals to come.
而且
and
我们可以和非洲职训学校 X 合作
we can partner with Africa Career Training School
成立医疗教育
to start medical education.
哇，这个恩膏实在是强到我们无法想象
This anointing is beyond our imagination.
三月份我们的计划只是去做个医疗短宣
In March we just want to go there for a short-term medical mission
可是上帝的心意真是高过我们的心意啊
But his purpose is bigger than our thoughts
他把一把钥匙放在我们当中
He gave us a key
医疗带入全国的一个钥匙
A key for us to do ministry through medical missions.
真的是左右扩展。
It's really expanding left and right.
所以我才发现原来上帝不是在拒绝我们啊。
So it wasn't being rejected.
原来上帝是在换档啊。
It was God shifting a gear.
这个档已经过了。
And this gear is already surpassed.
我要换一个加速档。
We need to go to a higher gear.
弟兄姐妹，生命河真的是在一个新的档次里面呢、啊、
River Life is really into a new gear
新的季节
A new season
新的恩膏
New anointing
另外一件很奇妙的事情
Another thing happened
就是八月份我们有机会和台湾的嘉义基督教医院连结
In August we were able to partner with嘉义 Hospital in Taiwan
这是一个六十年前由美国宣教士开始的医院
This hospital started 60 years ago from a missionary from America
就从一间诊所开始
from just one clinic
结果六十年后
60 years later
是由华人在主持
it was managed and run by Asian
有一千个床位
have over 1,000 beds
三千位员工
3,000 members serving
有医学教育
have medical education
并有医疗宣教
and medical missions
wow 这就是我们渴望在非洲能够发生的。
That's what we hope to see in Africa.
而感谢神，明年我们已经和他们相约非洲见。
And we have already arranged that we will meet them in Africa next year.
而今年十月的时候
，In October this year,
非洲多哥的 Pastor Clement 他来参加 Shekinah Glory 的庆典。
Pastor Clement from Togo came over to our church to attend the Shekinah opening.
他告诉我们说， 申请书上所有的规定都好了。
He said that all the application requirements have been met.
被批准的建筑图也在手上了。
All the approved blueprint of the building is also here.
万事俱备。
Everything is ready.
只欠开工啊。
We just haven't break ground yet.
所以当我们查验神的心意之后，
So we look and see God's wisdom.
刘牧师献上祝福。
Pastor Tong gave us the blessing.
我们就说开工吧。
And we say, let's go.
所以在这边和各位第一次来宣布
I want to report to you for the first time
今年的11月27日
November 27, 2018
生命和在多哥的第一间医疗诊所正式开工了
We started the break ground for first medical clinic of River of Life in Togo
感谢主
Praise the Lord
而且负责人竟然是个 GPA 0.4 的人
And the guy in charge is GPA 0.4.
没有那么糟了，大概 0.8. Yeah.
0.8.
因为这是一个属于非洲的职场宣教。
Because this is part of the career missions in Africa.
所以是由 X 来负责。
So it's part of the X market ministry platform.
那在经过教会的同意之下，让我今天可以把这样事工的需要摆在大家的面前。
So with the permission from our church, I want to share with you the needs of the ministry.
邀请各位能够有机会来参与，来祷告。
To invite you to participate with us.
盖诊所的费用是$1,600,000。
What we need is $160,000 to break ground and complete the clinic building.
另外还有医疗器材的设备。
In addition, we need the medical equipment.
而 X 这个学校和医疗在2019年的总共的费用
And the estimated 2019 operation budget for X
是$300,000左右
Including the medical mission part is $300,000
若你心中有感动
If God is moving in your heart
也欢迎你能够来与我们同心向前
We welcome you to partner with us financially
所以呢如果你希望收到我们的代祷信可以上我们的网站xafrica.net
So if you want to receive our prayer letters, you can go onto our website, xafrica.net.
而若你愿意在财务上面支持的话
If you want to partner with us financially,
可以在支票上面写 ROLCC, 并且注明 ACTS.
You can write check to ROLCC, memo ACTS.
如果你今天就非常感动
If you feel God is moving your heart today,
我们堂外有奉献箱，你可以就把它放在里面。
And we have donation box right outside.
如果你之后再奉献的话，我们也会继续的放在这样的一个事工当中。
If you continue to donate, to support us, we'll put it into this ministry.
相信上帝一定会供应他自己的事工。
I believe God will supply all our needs.
所以这真的是一个新的季节啊，弟兄姐妹。
This is really a new season.
恩膏实在是非常的强烈。
It's a really big anointing with us.
这个恩膏也是为你和你的家庭预备的。
And this anointing is also prepared for you and your family.
上帝也有属于你的故事在为你预备的。
There's a story waiting to be heard that what God is doing in your life.
只要当我们用一个对的态度
As long as we have the right attitude.
重视自己
To see our own preciousness.
欣赏你旁边的人
Appreciate the people next to you
并且期待上帝的工作
And move forward with a holy expectation
我相信2019年
I believe 2019
会是一个丰富的一年
Will be a year of abundance
让我们一起祷告
Let's pray together
天父我们感谢赞美你
Father God we praise you
因为你如此的爱我们
For how you loved us
帮助我们能够有一个对的态度
That we will have the right attitude
让我们可以看见自己的价值
so we can see our values
看见别人的美好
to see others appreciation
也能够热切的期待你的作为
and to passionately expect what you will do
你就要透过我们
that you will use us
成为万国的祝福
to become a blessing to all the nations
奉耶稣的名祷告
in Jesus name we pray
Amen
Amen
我们让我们从起立来回应
Let's all stand.
愿你荣耀降临此地，让祂从我们中间流到万邦，愿你恩膏充满 我们同心寻求你面。
Let your glory,
let your glory fall in this room. Let it go forth from here to the nations. Let your fragrance rest in this place as we gather to see your face.
弟兄姐妹，这时候让我们就一起来为我们自己来祷告。
Let's pray。
我们也来为我们的家庭来祷告。
Pray for yourself and your family。
跟一同为我们的教会来祷告。
Pray for your church。
让我们能够活出神创造我们的价值。
That we can live out God's purpose in our lives。
并且能够成为世界的祝福。
And to be a blessing to all the nations。
我们一起开口来祷告。
Let's pray together。
Hallelujah！ 是的，主啊，将我们自己交在你的手中，全然的摆上，能成为被你使用的器皿。Hallelujah！
愿你荣耀降临此地，让它从我们中间流到万邦。愿你恩膏充满此地，我们同心寻求你，
我们同心寻求。寻求，
我们同心寻求你面。
是的，主，我们感谢赞美你。愿在这2018年的结尾，
在 in the year 2018，
让我们能够有一个对的态度。
Let us have the right attitude。
相信你有美好的计划。
To trust and believe that you have wonderful will。
让我们期待你伟大的作为。
To move forward in holy expectation。
在2009年，在2019年
，in 2019，
我们真要与你一同扩张帐幕。
That we will expand your tent。
一起来左右开展。
And expand left and right。
这时候，但愿主耶稣基督的恩惠。
That the grace of Lord Jesus Christ,
天父上帝的慈爱
and the love of God,
和圣灵的感动与交通
and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit,
与我们同在，从今直到永永远远
to be with you today and forever.
Amen.
In Jesus' name, Amen.
将荣耀归给我们的神。跟旁边的人说，新年新的恩膏，新年快乐。
Tell your neighbor, New Year, New Anointing.